Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Today at 12 noon, the Ceann Comhairle, Verona Murphy, will present 22 National Bravery Awards to individuals from across Ireland who risked their own lives to aid others in peril. And I'm joined now by one of those who will be recognised for their heroic deeds at today's ceremony, Brendan Grimes from Skerries, who saved a man from drowning on a cold, damp morning in August 1963, before keeping quiet about it, really, for the next 60 years. And Brendan joins us now. Brendan, first of all, bring us right back to 1963 and tell us what happened.
Well, I was a schoolboy then, working in my summer holidays in Red Island Holiday Camp. So I regularly went for a swim in a bathing place called the Captain's. And I was there for my regular swim, and I'd finished and I was dressing myself. But there were two boys there from the holiday camp. They were visitors from Glasgow. And one of them was struggling, and I could see his face. I knew by looking at him he was drowning. And it was kind of an irresistible tug on me. So I jumped in, I don't know how long I spent in the water, but it was quite an effort because he kept pulling at me and dragging himself down, and I had to let go and try again. And this went on for several times, and I eventually calmed him down and swam to the shore with him. And that was it. I saved his life.
How old was this boy, Brendan?
Well, about the same age as me.
Okay.
He's probably 17 or 18.
Okay.
Yeah. We were the same age.
And were you a particularly good swimmer? You weren't a lifeguard or what have you?
No. I was competent. You know, in Skerries, we're all sailors here. We come from a sailing tradition.
Sure.
So I was competent.
And how is it only coming to light now, if I might ask?
Well, he's still living in Glasgow. I mean, I didn't keep contact with him, but he must have been talking about it with his family. And then his niece made contact with somebody in Skerries, trying to find out who was this chap who saved his uncle, her uncle. And apparently this search went on for, I think, a month or two. And then finally the local newspaper, Skerries News, published an article asking for help. Who was the man or the boy who saved my uncle? That sort of thing. And I didn't see the article at first, but somebody told me about it and I knew that it was me.
And then were you very surprised to suddenly find yourself the recipient of a bravery award?
Well, not really, because when all this was brought to light, naturally we chatted about it over the kitchen table at home, and my son-in-law said, you know, you could get a medal for that, or, you know, that's very brave. And he knew about the bravery awards, and he nominated me, filled in a form, and they did their investigations, and there you are.
It's quite a lovely thing to be honoured 60 years on from the event.
Did you, 62 years.
62 even. Brendan, can I ask you, did you consider yourself at the time as heroic?
No. It was human instinct, I think. You know, and I think I would do the same again today.
Oh, look, it's a lovely story, and you did save a life. Are you looking forward to this afternoon?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It'll be a lovely event. And I'm looking forward to meeting the other people too and talking to them about their experiences. And you know, that happened 62 years ago, and it is imprinted on my memory in a way that lots of other things aren't. You know, you forget most things because just you're doing things every day and you can't just remember everything. But there's some things you never forget.
No.
And but I didn't talk about it, but it came back to me now.
Look, so we're delighted you're talking to us about it, Brendan. We do appreciate you coming on, and the very best of luck and congratulations on your award. It sounds very well.
Thank you.
Very well deserved. Thank you for chatting to us. That is Brendan Grimes there, Bravery Award winner and hero from Skerries.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.